One of the sub-themes in Korach's rebellion in this week's Sedra is the role of the Levim, and one of the mitzvot in the Sedra is Va'avad HaLevihu et Avodato HaMoed, that the Levim have a mitzvah and a chiyuv to serve in the Bet HaMikdash. As the Rambam puts it at the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchot Klei HaMikdash, it's not simply an optional privilege that they have, but an obligation to be available to do the various avodot that are assigned to them. What are the Levitical responsibilities? So in actual fact, there are two mitzvot involved here. The first is a mitzvah of guarding the Mikdash, learned from a pasuk earlier in the Sedra, v'shamru et mishmeret o hamoed, meaning that they had to stand as sentries round the walls of the Mikdash at night. And then the second is our mitzvah of avodat o hamoed, which meant that they served as the mesharin and the mesharrim, meaning those who were appointed as gatekeepers to open and close the gates of the Beit HaMikdash every morning and evening, and those who were appointed as singers to sing when certain korbanot were offered on the Mizbech. Rav Osher Weiss demonstrates that, at least according to Rashi, they were also responsible for sweeping and cleaning the Mikdash as part of the mitzvah of Shamru, and the Aruch HaShulchan Ha'atid adds, based on the Mishnah in Shekalim, that they also served as the temple treasurers. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam states two prerequisites for the Levim to do their Avodah. Number one, that they have to have been in training for 5 years before they can start doing it. And number two, they have to be adults, presumably meaning over the age of Bar Mitzvah. But the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam himself brings from the Pasuk from Parashat Bar Midbar of Miben Shloshim Shana, meaning that the Levim have to be at least 30 before they can do the Avodah. One of his answers is that to be Meshorarim, which requires extensive musical training, they have to be at least 30 with 5 years of preparation. But to close the gates as Meshorarim, it's enough for them to be over Bar Mitzvah. The Radbaz gives a different answer, that 30 is the age when a Levi is compelled to do the Avodah, but if he wishes to do it from a younger age, he's permitted to do so. The Minchat Chinuch references a Mishnah that we're familiar with, the Mishnah in Masechet Tamid, Hashir Shalvim Hayu Omrim, which lists which Mizmor from Tehillim was said on each day of the week. But the problem is that Sefer Tehillim was written by David HaMelech, so what did the Levim sing before the Tehillim were composed? And his answer is that Midoraita they could say any form of praise, and then subsequently Chazal instituted Midrabanan, that a particular list of Mizmorim were to be used, similar to the idea that Midoraita one has to say a form of Birkat HaMazon, but the precise formulation was instituted later by Chazal. Related points raised by the Achronim are, is there a minimum Shir Midoraita for the Shir with the Korban? The Aruch HaShulchan Ha'atid says that it has to include Hashem's name. And did the Levim say a bracha before they sung the shir, or opened or closed the gates? Adkan.